Oh, hi. Welcome to the Camper Van Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I want to talk about floor covering real quick because I see a lot of confusion about it in Facebook groups and forums and stuff like that and talking with friends. I have opinions about it. I bet you never would have guessed. You know, the long and short of it is that your floor covering has to hold up to a lot of stuff. It's not like a floor covering in a house. What I'm referring to is the same conversation we have all the time about the rolling earthquake, for one thing, but also the weather, the range of temperatures, the humidity, how damp and dry and all that. Also, the stability of the substrate, the fact that that floor, no matter how heavy duty your van is, when you're driving around, the floor of the van is flexing and moving around. So all those are things to keep in mind when choosing floor covering for your van. Also dirt, you know, dirt and mud, depending on how careful you are about making sure your shoes are clean or just taking your shoes off when you go inside. That's my favorite thing to do whenever possible. What do I put down when I build a van? First of all, a really good substrate. I mean the thing that your floor covering is attached to. So in your bathroom, in your house, for example, it's often referred to as underlayment, but I think substrate is better because underlayment is almost like a product. People will put a variety of things down. The best thing to put down is a humidity rated and moisture rated substrate that's meant for the bathroom in a house. And there are a couple different kinds of plywood for that. I won't get into that because that's not what we're talking about here. The point is just make sure that whatever your substrate is in your van is in properly and solid, and you know, your adhesives are dry, all of your fasteners are in place, however you're attaching it, before you move on to the next step, which is to add your floor covering. I am not a fan of carpet in camper vans at all for that reason of dirt. It's almost impossible to keep dirt and mud out of the van, much more so than a house. You know, you typically don't have a porch. You know, it's just inevitable that you go from something nasty outside, mud or snow or whatever, or somebody's oil leak in the parking lot, you know, really gross parking lot stalls, and you get in the front and okay, fine, but oh, I forgot to grab something out of the back, and you just jump in the back and forget that your shoes are gross. So yeah, I'm just not a fan of carpets, not even like industrial carpet. And I can't imagine why anyone would put that in there anyway, because it's ugly and it's, you know, it doesn't feel good on your feet. And if you're into carpets, then get rugs. You know, that's what I like to do. If I want a rug, first of all, I always have a little floor mat just inside my sliding door. And that serves two purposes. If it's not wet outside, then I will put that little floor mat out on the ground if I'm going to be in and out that side door a bunch. And that can be rolled up, and it can also be shaken out. And it's just a great little transition item from the ground to the inside of your van. And sometimes I'll even do it in a parking lot. If I'm going to be in and out and, you know, I just filled up a big basket at Costco and now I'm going to be in and out of the van five times or whatever, working on the interior and in and out, in and out, in and out, even if I have my shoes off or have some shoes that will not track in a lot of stuff, such as some Crocs. Rugs are great. Heavy duty wool rugs are great. They can be rolled up and moved around and they look cool. If you want more color in your van, don't do it with carpet. So what else? You know, laminates of the linoleum variety are fine. I wouldn't use the adhesive squares because I want my floor to be floating. And yeah, adhesive squares, they're going to come loose. Moisture is going to leak around them and get down into your substrate, and they're going to pop off. And they're always kind of too big in terms of design for a small van floor, even the largest van. You know, the thing is, we put more force on the floor of a van than we do in a house. I know that sounds odd, but imagine a kitchen, you know, where you walk around this large area. Maybe it's 8 by 15 feet or 10 by 15 feet or something. You're using a lot of the floor all the time. Whereas in a van, you use a tiny, tiny space all the time with the weight of your shoes or your feet. And so there's just so much wear that happens in a small space. So yeah, I don't use laminate tiles, but a laminate sheet is fine. You can learn how to cut laminate sheeting to fit perfectly. The best way is to use craft paper and make a perfect version of your floor laminate layout with craft paper. This can also work for plywood. That's how you get your cut perfect, is with craft paper. And it takes time. You have to use tape and get down there on your hands and knees and really cut carefully exactly where you want that laminate piece to go. But it's worth it, because then you take it out and you've got a perfect template to lay down on your laminate and move it around until it's just where you want it, and then tape it down and cut it perfectly. And then your laminate goes in and it fits perfectly with very minor trimming. So yeah, the laminate's a good way to go, and that's how you do it. What else? When I say laminate, you know, in the modern age, that spans across many, many different types of products. I personally don't like the wood-like laminates, the tiles such as Pergo, no matter how much they claim that they've fixed all of the moisture and humidity and mold problems with Pergo and other fake wood laminate products. I just don't think they're good for vans. If I'm going to use wood tiles like that, I'm going to use real flooring, oak or walnut or cherry flooring. Now, is that expensive? No, it's not expensive, because the van is so small, you know, you're only doing a few square feet. And so when you calculate that, when you go to the flooring store, the hardwood flooring store, and you calculate the cost of the flooring for your van, it's going to be very little. What's more of a concern is the damage that can go into that floor. You know, if you aren't someone who takes their shoes off when they go in the van, or you're someone who, you know, goes and buys a used transmission and sets it on the floor of your van and then drives across town, don't pay for and put all the work that it takes in to do cherry or walnut flooring in your van. You know, if you've got a really nice van, if you've got a big Sprinter or a big Ram ProMaster or whatever, then go ahead and do a high-end floor, but just plan on never having your shoes in there, because again, you're putting a lot of force in a small space and you'll wear right through that finish really fast and it'll look like hell. That's my advice with regard to that. Now, actual tile, as in stoneware or whatever, forget it. There's too much vibration. Don't even think about it. Anything with grout would fail immediately. So that's a waste of time. I've used horse stall matting in small vans before, and the nice thing about that is that if you've got an uneven floor, for whatever reason, that stuff kind of forms and shapes to it. It's very, very grippy. It's also very durable. It's cheap. You can get it at feed stores. You can't slide anything across the floor. That's kind of a downside unless you're going to be carrying things around. Horse stall matting is a nice thing to put in a garage. If you have an underbed garage at the back of a large van, it can be difficult to find roll-up rubber matting that isn't extremely expensive, such as that coin stuff. If you can find that and the price is reasonable, go for it. It's actually, I think, a little better than the horse stall matting. But anyway, that's an option. And I'm just trying to think of what other things are there. I did mention whole sheets of plywood. You know, if you take a sheet of just about any grade of exterior plywood and you put enough layers of floor varnish on it, it looks cool. And the proof in that is when you see, like in a coffee shop, you'll see OSB, oriented strand board plywood, just hideous stuff. You use it under roofing tiles. It's rated for outdoor. It's kind of meant to expand and contract a little bit, but if you seal the hell out of it again with something like floor varnish, then it will last a very, very long time and it looks pretty cool. I'll go ahead and put a show note about that. Try to find a link to some OSB flooring. It's kind of a hack. And you just go buy whatever your floor varnish would be. I recommend Benjamin Moore Stays Clear. It's a great acrylic, low VOC, very durable floor varnish, and you pretty much just soak that plywood, that exterior plywood, and then you can cut it any shape you need and seal the edges if there are any, or if your van's small enough, maybe there won't be any seams, that is. You can prime the heck out of the underside so that it's sealed up nice and tight, and it'll last a long, long time and be really cheap. The cost is in the elbow grease. You have to take the time to seal it with varnish or whatever. So yeah, those are my thoughts on flooring in vans. That it can be pretty, it can be ugly, it should be durable, it should be totally resistant to mold and mildew and moisture and vibration. And if you've got an ugly floor and you want to make it pretty, just go get some wool rugs, some area rugs to throw around, and that'll take care of that. Cool. Thanks for listening. If you have questions about camper van flooring or anything else, shoot me an email, podcast@vansage.com. Here comes the outro where I talk about the newsletter and our free downloads. I've got some new free downloads coming up that you're going to love. So get on that email list and you'll get the weekly newsletter and other cool stuff. Okay, talk soon. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear it coming now.